Okay, so imagine interacting with technology just as naturally as thinking, almost like those sci-fi interfaces, maybe Minority Report comes to mind. Well, Meta's got this new AI wristband they're working on, and it really feels like it could be part of that next big shift in how we use computers.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff, but it's important to be clear about the whole mind reading idea that gets thrown around.
Right.
It's not literally reading your thoughts. What it is doing is translating the intention to move. It picks up the neural signals heading to your muscles, but before you actually make a visible movement.
Okay, intention decoding. That sounds complex.
Yeah.
So how does that actually work? Let's unpack the tech a bit.
Sure. So the core technology is something called surface electromyography, SEMG for short.
SEMG, got it.
And it's totally non-invasive. It just uses electrodes, little sensors right on your skin, on the wrist and forearm. These detect the really, really tiny electrical signals, the muscle action potentials, basically the commands your brain is sending out.
Even for movements you don't fully make, like just thinking about typing.
Exactly. Even those super subtle, almost imperceptible signals get picked up.
And that's where the AI magic happens, I guess.
Precisely. You've got these advanced AI models, neural networks that are trained to see patterns in all those subtle electrical signals. They learn to translate them into actual digital commands, things like typing in the air.
How fast can you type with that?
Right now, they're saying around 21 words per minute, but they expect that to improve.
Okay, still pretty impressive for just air typing.
Yeah, and you can also swipe, click, control a cursor, all without really moving your hands much. And the amazing part, thanks to training on like massive amounts of data from tons of people, it apparently works pretty well out of the box for new users. No need for long, tedious calibration sessions.
That out-of-the-box thing is key, isn't it? Especially thinking about where Meta wants to use this.
Absolutely. I mean, the primary goal here seems to be using it as an input device for their whole augmented reality vision.
Right, the AR glass.
Yeah, connecting it with things like their prototype Orion glasses, or maybe the simpler head-up display ones like Meta Celeste.
Which are maybe coming late 2025
Yeah.
for like what, $1,000 or more?
That's the rumor, yeah. Somewhere in the $1,000 to $1,400 range. But think about it. You could, say, send a message with your hands just resting at your sides. Really discreet, keeps you aware of what's around you.
Okay, that's the cool factor. But beyond just, neat interactions, this seems like it could have some really profound implications. What about accessibility?
That's a really, really important angle. Because it reads intention, it's almost inherently designed to help people with motor disabilities.
Like hand tremors
Yeah.
or even paralysis.
Exactly. If someone can't physically make the movement, but the intention signal is still there, this tech could potentially interpret it. It really could open up digital access.
And Meta's sharing the data too, right?
Yeah, they've released over 100 hours of this SEMG data. It's part of their open science push, trying to get more researchers working on this.
Which is great.
Yep.
But look, it's still a prototype. What are the hurdles? What needs refining?
Oh, definitely still challenges. It is
Clearly.
prototype tech. They need to improve things like the typing speed reliability, making sure the signal is stable for everyone in different situations. Perfecting that intent decoding is still ongoing work.
Okay, so technical challenges, but what about the bigger picture?
Yeah.
The ethics.
Right. And this is critical. Neural data, even from the wrist, is different. It's reflecting electrical activity tied directly to your brain's commands. It could potentially reveal things you don't intend to share. Maybe emotional states, cognitive patterns, things you think about doing but don't.
That sounds concerning. Privacy, misuse, surveillance.
Huge concerns. And right now, the legal protections specifically for this kind of neural data, they're pretty thin, lagging behind the tech.
Is anyone working on that?
There are efforts. California's SB 1223 is trying to establish some neural rights, but it's early days. We don't have comprehensive safeguards yet.
And there's a bit of a paradox here, too, isn't there? With the cost. Well, you just mentioned how great it could be for accessibility, for inclusivity. But if it costs over $1,000.
Yeah, that's the tension. The potential high cost could definitely create a digital divide. The very people who might benefit most from the inclusive design might be the least likely to afford it.
A classic tech problem, unfortunately.
It really is. So it leaves you thinking, doesn't it? We have this potentially transformative technology, seamless interaction, amazing inclusivity potential. But how do we make sure we balance that innovation push with, really strong ethical rules and figure out a way for it to actually reach everyone, not just those who can easily afford the high price tag? That's the real challenge ahead.